Welcome to the You Interview Podcast. I'm You Interview founder Eric Mears. Today we have the stars of the new Apple TV Plus action thriller, Echo Plus, Luke Evans, Mikael Housman, and Jessica Ann Collins. The show follows a scientist who is abducted in Colombia as her commander brother and husband launch a mission to save her. It's a fun conversation, so stay tuned for that. As always, please remember to leave us a review if you can. It really helps us to grow the audience.
Congratulations to all of you on Echo 3.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really excited to be finally be talking about it.
Yeah.
For everybody to see it.
I got to see a few of the episodes last night and really enjoyed them. It was a big, exciting production with lots of action scenes. For all of you, can you tell me, was there a particular scene that was the most exciting or difficult or memorable for you to shoot? Luke, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, I have a great scene where I bury all my clothes and my uniform in the jungle. I've now lost my brother in arms. He's left the jungle. The Colombian military have been ordered back to Bogota, and I'm alone. And I remember that day was great because it sort of felt like, wow, now Bambi is completely, you know, what is he going to do next? You know, and he digs this huge hole, puts all his clothes, his weapons, everything, and just takes some money and a phone with him and walks this long jungle path into a township wherever the hell he is. He doesn't even know. And I really enjoyed that scene because I knew that the next step was this man who was going to have to blend into this locality within the jungle. And yeah, it was a really exciting moment. And I loved working in the jungle as well. It was, I liked the heat and the dirt and the smells. I loved it.
Jessica?
I would say that even though my character gets pushed into a lot of physical darkness and emotional, psychological darkness, probably the most memorable moment and scariest moment was grabbing that scorpion by the tail. Yeah. And I don't know if you made it to this episode. I think it's maybe in episode 105.
Yeah, I think so too.
I pick up a scorpion and I'll never forget it, that I actually did it.
That's crazy.
Still shocks me.
It was a real scorpion. God, what was it? What was the most memorable moment for me? I mean, there were so many moments that I really enjoyed. We trained very hard to try and do justice to our characters' background as special forces operators, and I enjoyed that training very much, and I'm very proud of showing what we accomplished there. You know.
Yeah. Now, Mark Boll is the showrunner. He's a big name in this genre. For each of you, did he give you any specific guidance or direction that you can share with us?
No, he just lets you do your thing. And he doesn't really...
I would
He's
say,
very specific.
At least for me, I felt very encouraged to think outside of the box and show a real range. He enjoyed that, which you don't get very often, or I have not experienced, but I'm less experienced than these two. So for me, that was just incredibly exciting.
There's a real advantage, and it doesn't happen very often, of having a showrunner who's a specialist in the field in which they're writing about, but also being very involved from the outset and being present, physically present for the whole shoot. Which meant that there was a very organic feel about the collaborative energy of what was written by Mark. And then the questions that we had and asking, what about this? Or why are we doing this? There was always very well thought out answers, which, you know, it's really, you know, it's very special to have that and really helped me as an actor really carve out an interesting journey for my own character, just the psyche of my character Bambi and all of that. And so, yeah, having him there was really wonderful.
Obviously, this is a big historical conflict that's been going on for decades. How much did you research this conflict and learn about it before entering into these roles?
Zero. For myself, I was just focused on sort of making sure I was primed for the moment of performance.
Right. I think by having Mark around, though, going back to Mark, you know, like Mark wouldn't allow us to do anything without us having a real, you know, picture drawn from his experience and his knowledge. So we, you know, we didn't really need to know anything until the day we were actually there and preparing for the production, because Mark was there. You know, we had ex Navy SEALs, right. Delta Force. We had knowledge coming from the horse's mouth. And, you know, there's no better information than from somebody who specializes in that world. And so Mark gave us everything we needed.
Yes.
And so that really was, you know, this really is all you needed, because it was a very specific storyline that we were telling in the backdrop of the geopolitical situation between the two countries. And,
yes.
You know, historically,
yes.
It was all there. We were given that information by the creatives.
And at the same time, our story is fictional. You know, it's based on events that have happened and can very much happen again. But this is a fictional story.
Yeah. So finally, is there for maybe Jessica, why don't you take this one?
Sure.
Just a moment looking back, maybe behind the scenes on this experience working on this epic production that you'll take away maybe with these two guys.
Yeah, you know, we spend a lot of this production apart. We are together in the beginning, and then I go on this journey and they go on their journey. So at the end, we went to this incredible location on the Rosario Islands. So we were reunited, but we were able to like ride boats out to this extraordinary island and sit around together. And we swam in our breaks and just like acted like giddy children.
The final days of the shoot kind of felt like a vacation.
So lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It was so nice.
That was a nice moment.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, thank you all very much for taking time to talk to us. We hope that everyone watches Echo 3 when it premieres on Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for the You Interview podcast. Special thanks to our guests for joining us today. Production is by Peiyu Zhang. You can follow us at YouInterview, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Remember to leave us a review if you can. It really helps us to grow the audience. And finally, if you're interested in sponsoring our great celebrity interviews, feel free to reach out at editor@youinterview.com.